Mira and Harper Audio present A Little Christmas Spirit by Sheila Roberts, performed by Anne-Marie Gideon. 1. It was the sixth call in 2 days, all from the same person. Wouldn't you think, if a man didn't answer his phone the first 5 times, that the pest would get the message and quit bugging him? But no. And now, Stanley Mann was irritated enough to pick up and say a gruff, "Hello?" Translation, "Why are you bugging me?"
"It's about time you answered," said his sister-in-law, Amy. "I was beginning to wonder if you were okay."
Of course he wasn't okay. He hadn't been okay since Carol had died.
"I'm fine. Thanks for checking."
The words didn't come out with any sense of warmth or appreciation for her concern to encourage conversation, but Amy soldiered on.
"Stan, we all want you to come down for Thanksgiving. You haven't seen the family in ages."
Not since the memorial service, and he hadn't really missed them. He liked his brother-in-law well enough, but his wife's younger sister was a ding-dong. Her daughters were drama queens, and their husbands were idiots. The younger generation were all into their selfies and their jobs and their crazy vacations where they swam with sharks. Who in their right mind swam with sharks? He had better things to do than subject himself to spending an entire day with them. He did have enough manners left to thank Amy for the invite before turning her down.
"You really should come," she persisted.
No, he shouldn't.
"Don't you want to see the new great niece?"
No, he didn't.
"I've got plans."
"What, to hole up in the house with a turkey frozen dinner?"
No, not turkey. He hated turkey. It made him sleepy.
"You know Carol would want you to be with us."
He'd been with them pretty much every Thanksgiving of his married life. He'd paid his dues.
"You don't have any family of your own."
"Thanks for rubbing it in."
He'd lost his brother 10 years earlier to a heart attack, and both his parents were gone now as well. He and Carol had never had any kids of their own. But he was fine. He was perfectly happy in his own company.
"I'm good, Amy. Don't worry about me."
"I can't help it. You know, Carol was always afraid that if something happened to her, you'd become a hermit."
Hermits were scruffy old buzzards with bad teeth and long beards who hated people. Stanley didn't hate people. He just didn't need to be around them all the time. There was a difference. And he wasn't scruffy. He brushed his teeth. And he shaved. Every once in a while.
"Amy, I'm fine. Don't worry. Happy Thanksgiving and tell Jimmy he can have my share of the turkey," Stanley said.
Then ended the call before she could grill him further regarding those plans he'd said he had. They were perfectly good plans. He was going to pick up a frozen pizza and watch something on TV. That sure beat driving all the way from Fairwood, Washington to Gresham, Oregon, to be alternately bored and irritated by his in-laws. If Amy really wanted to do something good for him, she could leave him alone. At first, everyone had. He was a man in mourning. Then came COVID-19, and he was a senior self-quarantining. Now, however, it appeared he was supposed to be ready to party on. Well, he wasn't. 2 days before Thanksgiving, he made the 1 mile journey to the grocery store, figuring he'd dodge the crowd. He'd figured wrong, and the store was packed with people finishing up the shopping for their holiday meal. The turkey supply in the meat freezer was running dangerously low, and half a dozen women and a lone man crowded around it like miners at the river's edge, searching for gold, each trying to snag the best bird from the selection that remained. A woman rolled past him with a mini mountain of food in her cart, a wailing toddler in the seat, and 2 kids dragging along behind her, one of them pointing to the chips aisle and whining.
"I said no," she snapped. "We don't need chips."
Nope. That woman needed a stiff drink. Stanley grabbed his pizza and some pumpkin ice cream and got in the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?